The Lou Holtz Laugh Club, presided over by America's favorite storyteller, who says...
Men, to avoid trouble and ensure domestic tranquility, breathe through your nose. It keeps your mouth shut.
And now, here he is, chairman of the Laugh Club, Lou Holtz.
Well, thank you, thank you. The Laugh Club will please come to order. Oh, Miss Ginger, I don't mean to pry into your private business, but I tried to call you last night about some business with the club, and your phone was busy for hours.
Oh, yes, I was talking to Jack.
Jack?
He's a boy.
Why did you have to tell me?
He was trying to make a blind date for me, but I'm perfectly capable of making my own dates with somebody I really want to go out with. Won't y'all, Mr. Holtz?
Look, Ginger, you all, would you all do me all a favor? Now, look, I don't want you to get any ideas. I have my own problems, and I like you, but I think of you more as a sister.
Oh, Mr. Holtz. Can't we be more than just sisters?
Who knows? Who knows, Ginger? Someday we may even be brothers. Here's a little story about my old friend Sam Lapius. He's in his shop one day. He's in the meat business at this point. And in comes a friend and says, Sam, he says, you got to loan me not more, not less than $500. Sam says, I can't do it. He says, with me, the meat business has been bad. He says, I can't get meat to sell. If I had the money, you could have it. He says, what am I going to do? I got to have $500. Fellow says, I got a scheme. He says, in your house, you have got a piano. You've had it for years. Nobody plays the piano. Let's raffle up the piano. He says, I got a scheme. We'll take the piano. We'll put it in the window for a butcher shop. Novelty. Who ever seen a piano in the window for a butcher shop? He says, and I'll put on decorations. He says, hamburger all around the rim of the piano. In the middle, I'll put veal chops, veal cutlets, he said. We are sensation. The guy says, okay. So they put the piano in the window, and they start to sell the tickets. The first day, they sell 100, and the next day, 300, and before you know it, they sell 1,000 tickets at $1 a piece. The next day, they're going to have the raffle, and there's a fire in the butcher shop. The whole, well, it's ruined. The piano is ashes. This fellow walks in the next day and says, Sam, isn't that awful? My heart lost. Year in and year out, now we got to give back the money. Sam says, no, sir. Today we are holding the raffle. He says, you're holding a raffle? He says, why? He says, because we got to find out who lost the piano. Well, you know, Ginger, you are without a doubt the most inefficient secretary I've ever seen. The very fact that I put up with you indicates that I must have an open mind.
Why, Mr. Holtz, imagine bragging about a hole in the head.
Love that girl. Meetings adjourned.